Hello, and welcome to Planet Blog, our weekly trek through the global blogosphere here on Deutsche Welle Radio. I'm Stuart Tiffin in Bonn. Each week on Planet Blog, we explore the vast reaches of the World Wide Web to bring you compelling stories that are causing a buzz on the Internet. This week, we discuss a law that could affect Internet users in Europe. The Telecoms Package is a series of bills defining the telecommunications industry throughout the 27 member states of the EU. The organization La Quadrature du Net has been campaigning to amend parts of the package that they feel would have a negative impact. My guest is Jeremy Zimmerman, spokesman for La Quadrature du Net.
La Quadrature du Net is a citizen organization that informs about civil liberties and legislative process related to the Internet. We're a kind of citizen toolbox for understanding the way the law is elaborated when it's related to the Internet, and to allow the citizens to take part into the legislative process.
Speaking of the legislative process, what is the telecoms package?
The telecoms package is a very complex set of five directives regulating the electronic communication in Europe. They're currently in the process of being revised. It's been almost 2 years now. The American operator AT&T and the British regulator Ofcom and some other parties introduce dispositions that we think are very, very harmful and that allows operators to break net neutrality.
And what is net neutrality?
Net neutrality is that your operator cannot tell you what to do with the pipe that connects you to the Internet. A very simple example is when, for instance, on the mobile phones, your operator tells you with your mobile Internet you cannot use Skype or any voice over IP software, so they'll be sure that you will pay their very expensive roaming communication fees, or they tell you no peer-to-peer, no news group, no whatever. When your operator tells you what to do with the Internet, it's not the Internet anymore. Internet service providers are more and more merging with the telecom operators and with the entertainment industries. What is at stake is a concentration of the market of the Internet access, and that by agreeing together, the very few remaining actors agree on the same policy of restriction. When you harm net neutrality, you harm competition because you forbid new services, forbid competitors to be on the same market as you are. You also harm innovation because you forbid the next two guys in a garage at the other end of the world to make the product that will be the next big thing, the next eBay, the next Google, the next Twitter. But you also harm civil liberties.
Can I just have you speak a little bit about Amendment 138?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to add. Yeah, we managed to have an amendment pass that is very protective of fundamental freedoms. And it says that any restriction to the fundamental rights and freedom of Internet users can only be taken after a prior ruling by the judicial authorities. And this very notion of prior ruling is really the key to understand this amendment. So basically it says that no operator, no administrative authority, no entertainment industry can tell that you will be restricted with your Internet access. So it's a very, very strong provision. So we are now in a very, very complex and unique situation where the whole set of five directives is stuck because of one point of disagreement between the Council of EU and the European Parliament. And this one point of disagreement is Amendment 138. So we know for sure that the Council will want to remove it, and the big question is whether or not the European Parliament will stand for defending European citizens' freedom. Will it stand for Amendment 138? Will it stand in front of the Council for rights?
That was Jeremy Zimmerman talking about the telecoms package and his organization's campaign. You can find out more about La Quadrature du Net at www.laquadrature.net. That's www.laquadrature.net. Or you can surf over to dw-world.de/inbox and follow the links to Planet Blog. While you're there, you can also let us know about a cutting-edge weblog, podcast, or other online service you'd like to know more about. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's a big planet out there, so get blogging.